Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The first baseman, Joe Quel. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Taffy Wright. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Knott. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Case. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Welledge. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jack Sanford. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Jimmy Pofahl. Batting 8th. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Walt Masterson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Walt Masterson. And now, play ball. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Welledge. Quel reaches second base with a double. Krivic moves to third. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters strikes out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright takes first base on ball four. Krivic scores. Quel moves to third. Appling moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a fly ball into center field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Case moves to second. One out. Johnny Welledge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welledge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Appling. Case moves to third. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy strikes out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Kay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth strikes out. One out. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl hits a line drive towards third. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. QL bunts towards first. Sanford fields the ball and throws to Masterson covering. Safe. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-1 in the game. Soltis hits a line drive into center field. Case picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Case. QL goes all the way around to score. Soltis moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Wright hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Case, who is chasing the ball. Wright reaches third base with a triple. Soltis scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Wellage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Walt Masterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Masterson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Knott, and towards Appling, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0-for-1 in the game. Wellage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lewis moves to second. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott fires to first and has Wellage trapped. There's the throw to Appling, who tags Wellage for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Masterson, and towards Bloodworth, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-1 in the game. Knott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-1 in the game. Travis hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Quell strikes out. One out. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Soltis takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0-for-1 in the game. Pofahl hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-1 in the game. Early hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes misplays the ball. That's an error on Hayes. Sam West pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a line drive towards center. Krivic catches it and throws to first to double up Early. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Carrasquel now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. Tresh hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Case, who is chasing the ball. Tresh reaches third base with a triple. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-2 in the game. Knott takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayes hits a fly ball into center field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tresh scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, White Sox. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lewis for the out. Two outs. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wellage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-2 in the game. Travis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wellage moves to second. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-2 in the game. Sanford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. QL takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Soltis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into left field. Wellage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Taffy Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Wright hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Karis Quell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0-for-2 in the game. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-2 in the game. Early hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer pinch hits for Alex Carrasquel. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Haynes now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-3 in the game. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Knott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haynes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Case hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lewis takes first base on ball 4. Case moves to second. Johnny Welage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welage is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Welage takes first base on ball 4. Case moves to third. Lewis moves to second. Johnny Rigney now pitching. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Travis reaches second base with a double. Case scores. Lewis scores. Welage moves to third. It's 4-2, White Sox. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-3 in the game. Sanford hits a line drive towards short. Appling catches it and throws to second to double up Travis. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Bloodworth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Krivic is called out on strikes. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from early and he is out, Pofahl applying the tag. Two outs. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Solters is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal now playing left field. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0-for-3 in the game. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Early is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Farrell pinch hits for Joe Haynes. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.